Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Scharr, talking on this Tuesday. Alan, let's start with the fact that the headlines around the media this morning are talking about the markets that climbed with President Trump are now tumbling. Investors are unnerved by the unpredictable White House as well as the tariffs that have been coming.
Well, David, I do think that the markets are saying something. And remember, the markets are not the economy. Nevertheless, many Americans have money in the markets through their pension plans, through individual playing of the market. But we're talking about the people who Trump needs the most, who are saying to him, this is a bad idea, this tariff war. This can only get worse. This is going to hurt Americans. This is going to hurt specific Americans. And you shouldn't be doing this. Trump, of course, is a guy who listens to his own counsel and who says, I know about the art of the deal. I wrote the book on that, and the Chinese will chicken out. I don't think so. The Chinese are the second most powerful economy in the world, maybe soon to be the first. And they've been playing it in the way in which has gotten them as far. So if Trump continues to bait them, they're going to respond. Now, at what point do they sit down with the Americans, because they know this is bad for everybody, including them, and say, all right, we'll give a little on intellectual property. We won't steal as much, or we'll do this or that. That's the art of the deal, and I'm sure that's what Trump has in mind. The problem is that right now it's all going south. So all his gains in the market are going the other way. That's when you get into real political trouble.
Speaking of political trouble, of course, the Russian investigation continues, and we see that the Kremlin is hoping that President Trump will follow through on his proposal to sit down with a meeting with President Putin. This after the tit-for-tat expulsion of diplomats last week. Will it happen?
David, there are many people in this country who believe that Putin has something on the president. This has been said by no lesser person than one of the top security people in the world who worked for Obama. And now, basically, they're laying it out there that there's the potential here for blackmail. It's one of the reasons why everybody wanted to see Trump's tax returns, because there we would see what the fiscal entanglements with the Russians are. Now he has his subordinates playing the role of, yeah, the Russians are bad, but you still aren't hearing it from him. And that, of course, means that they have to be very careful about public perception. So there's Trump who believes, I can sit down with anybody, I can talk to anybody, and I better do it because I don't want Putin mad at me for all of the reasons I've just enunciated. On the other hand, if he does it, there will be a potential for getting himself into even more hot water. And speaking of hot water, David, that's exactly the kind of problem that he's having now with whether to sit down with Special Counsel Mueller. If he does and he perjures himself, well, that's the end. To me, it seems inevitable that when a special counsel asks for that kind of interview, you've got to do it. And he probably will. And that could be an area of great danger for him.
To Connecticut, Alan, U.S. Representative Elizabeth Esty announced she will not run for re-election in the 2018 midterms. She gave in to calls for her resignation, this after coming under attack last week, accused of failing to protect female staffers from her male chief of staff, Tony Baker, who allegedly physically assaulted and harassed another member of her staff.
You know, I feel very badly about this one. I've been interviewing Elizabeth Esty on the Congressional Corner for a long time. I do think it sends a message to everybody that as soon as you hear that somebody has done something wrong, you have to move on it, especially if there's proof that that's happened. Now, at the point at which it turns out that somebody has been maligned or it isn't fair or it isn't right, I think that's another whole deal. But I am sorry to see Elizabeth Esty doing this. I don't think she had to. I think she could have gotten through it. But it's a very competitive, very close district, and I am sure that it was not going well for her. And again, I feel very badly that this is happening.
The newest candidate for New York Governor, Alan, Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Your thoughts on his campaign?
Well, I like the guy. I think he's very bright. I think he's very articulate. I think he's a relatively youthful image for the Republican Party, and I think he could do some damage. I think he has to be very careful about the way in which he runs. Some of the things he said yesterday sounded almost Trumpian to me. Some of the phrases, some of the phraseology. He has to be very careful about that because he's going to go into an election where Trump is immensely unpopular in New York State. And if he doesn't get away from Trump, he can't win. He has to be the anti-Trumpian Republican. And what I heard in his announcement yesterday didn't convince me of any of that. So if that's what his advisors and that's what he's thinking, it's a bad mistake.